Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, kind of took a little hit there and got kicked out the system, but we are back. And coming back, we're still going to talk about what we were talking about, and that is recall. And that recall that we are talking about is happening right here in Fresno, California, over in District 3. And like me and Sister Reed said before, it isn't something that we came up with, but it is definitely in the wind. And we're just passing it on. So give us a moment. We'll get resituated. And we're going to talk about recall here in District 3 in the Central Valley. Because it is important that we continue to stand up and fight for the things that we know are right. One of those things is being represented decently and in order. And sometimes you have to take it to the next level. It doesn't make any sense. Go ahead, Sister Reed.
Okay, they're asking for a whole PIN number when using that 319 number.
Okay, 245.
245. Okay, let me try this again.
Wait a minute, 245.
Uh-huh.
016. 8821.
8821. Okay.
And the pound sign if you need it.
At the end or at the beginning?
At the end.
At the end.
Right. Okay, live radio. And y'all see how crazy things get when you have technical difficulties. So again, there's in District 3. And one of the problems have been being represented equally. As we have said on previous shows, our particular city council now has what they will call the numbers game. More Hispanics sitting on the city council board than we've ever had before. And unfortunately, instead of representing everybody equally, it seems to be this, well, now that we have numbers, we're going to pay you back for things we felt like didn't get done when we were young, when we were youngsters, and overlooked our people. So now we're going to take it out on the people that we see now. And that is definitely causing some hard feelings within the city, within these different little city councils, getting wild. So when you call yourself a leader, but you're not representing everybody equally, that's not being a leader. That's just representing one particular group. And that isn't a cool thing to do. You're going to tear down one group to build up another. And that's okay? What's wrong?
They won't let us in. They're saying that as the host, you're already signed in and there's only one host at a time.
Okay. Wait a minute. It still says that the calling number is 999-3043.
Yeah, but when we tried that number earlier, it wouldn't let us in. It said that the show had already concluded.
Okay, give it a shot now and see what happens.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never a dull moment on live TV, on live radio, folks. Never a dull moment. This is going to be one of them shows that's going to go down in history as being just straight crazy because of everything that has gone left tonight. And I mean, that is absolutely... Sister Reed, you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm going to see if we can get Brother Harris back, Reverend Harris back. So I'm going to be offline for a minute. So just keep going, brother.
All right. Okay, I got my co-host back somehow. Don't ask me how, but somehow I pulled it off and we got her back. But yes, we're going to try to get our guest back, and it's very important. Because Pastor Harris is very well known. He always has his ear to the ground when it comes to situations like these. And he has met with Pastor Lewis, and he kind of knows what's going on with this particular item as far as this so-called recall is going. So we definitely want to talk about that and talk about that with him, because this way we get to hear from somebody who knows a little bit more about it than we do. But yeah, as I was saying earlier, that's one of the things about politics. You know, what good is it to tear down one group trying to build up another group and overlooking the needs of one other group? We saw that with the Tennessee Three, and I thought that was absolutely bonkers for them to do the brothers Justins like that. Even though there were three of them, they voted two black people, but allowed the white woman to stay.
Exactly. However narrow her being able to stay was, she still was able to stay.
It is amazing, and but come to find out, the Justin that they really wanted is back in. I do believe his last name is Jones.
Okay.
In fact, he was voted back in yesterday.
That's good. So a wrong was rectified.
It made my heart proud to watch him march back into there and hold that fist up as he came down the aisle.
See, that is the universal symbol for Black Panther.
I don't know if you saw it or not, but if you could have seen the looks on their faces, they was hot as fish grease.
Well, wrong is wrong and right is right, and those things are not going to change.
They thought they had got him out, but then the people in his area turned around and voted him back in as the interim representative until he can run again.
See, that is the power of the vote right there. That is the power of the vote. And this is why we are always talking about why it's important to register and to vote consistently, because that's the people's power. That's the power that we have, that we've worked for, and we need to exercise. So this is just one example of why it's important to vote.
Now, say that again. It's important to do what?
I said that's why it's important for us to be always be registered and to vote.
Exactly. The power of the vote. And that's exactly what that was.
Exactly.
They didn't give up.
So I don't know if we're gonna be able to get Reverend Harris back tonight, but hopefully we can talk about this Thursday. If that's to your liking, Brother Bullock, because
well, you know what? We can. Little sidebar. Thursday will be a show in which we will talk about his upcoming installation as permanent pastor over at Free AME, better known as FAME, at 806 Collins, this Sunday on the 16th. So we can mix that in this Thursday when we talk about that, and we can also bring up the other part of this recall. So we're
yes, indeed.
Talking about
yes,
a wayside.
Indeed. Yes, that would be
The one thing I have learned doing these shows is that it's never a dull moment.
No.
You never know when something's gonna go crazy, like tonight. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've done several shows where we've had no problems. Then we had technical difficulties tonight. Okay,
right.
I got somebody with their hand up. Let me find out what's going on with the hand up.
Okay.
Caller 1-881, you're on the air with Brother Bullock and Sister Reed. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, brother, how you doing? This is Ed in Vegas, man. What's going on with you?
Hey, Ed.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here, man, just, you know, watching a little bit of TV, listening to some shows, and, you know, ain't much going on, just trying to, you know, make it happen.
Hey, well, we sure enough appreciate you for dropping in, man. What's going on in the
I've been having just a lot of problems and stuff, so I just wanted to relax and just listen, man, you know, because, you know, when you're going through a lot of stuff, you got to have stuff in your mind, and if you don't have it in your mind, it's going to go away, and it just, you know, you understand what I'm saying?
I appreciate you, brother, and you are absolutely correct, and what we do is we sit here, we try to talk to the people and you know what's going on out there. Like tonight, we're talking about politics recall and reparations for Black America.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting, man. I'm 69 year old now, you know, and the time keeps ticking, and people don't keep believing that the time keeps ticking. They think it's just going to stay the same, but it ain't.
Say that.
You know what, Ed? I'm glad you said that, dog, because that's the main thing we've been talking about tonight. Now, they've been talking about reparations for years, 40 acres and a mule, education, money. Everybody that got paid but us. When do we get out?
That's right.
I don't think it's going to happen, man. Obama was there, and he didn't do nothing for us. I was so upset with him. He just disappointed me in everything about it. I couldn't believe that he didn't do something. He just sat there.
You know, and I understand that, but see, a lot of people, a lot of people jumped on that tip. Hey, we got a Black president. Yes, we had a Black president, but you got to always remember, president may be Black, but you got a Congress and a Senate making all the rules. He's just that figurehead.
Yeah. I know that's why people got to get out and vote, but people think them lines is too long. People go, oh, the line is too long. I don't want to do it. But they'll stand in line to go to a concert or a comedy show.
Mm-hmm. Say that, brother. You know that.
You're absolutely right about that. And I'm glad, you know what, it's been a long time since I've spoken to a like you who realizes what's really happening out there. You brought up something that me and Sister Reed talk about all the time, the power of the vote. Your vote is your power.
That's right.
You got to get everybody together. Everybody got to get on the same page. But the problem is everybody got their own agenda. No one want to work together They all work in different ways, so we're pulling each other away from different things.
That's true.
No one wants to see the big picture.
That's true. That the individual has been made more important than the group. You're right, brother. You're right.
That's what happens. Like the young people, like my grandsons, I be telling them stuff all the time, and they worrying about, oh, legalize weed. I'm like, man, you don't want to be legalizing weed and gambling because that stuff is going to kill you in the end.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You told them right.
Because what they do, they put the gambling in all the bad areas, and then, look, we ain't going to be able to get out of there because now everybody's gambling every day. Say little Petey can get his paycheck and run down to the corner store and gamble.
See?
You're absolutely correct. You know, when I lived in Vegas, I lived out in North Las Vegas, and I can remember when I first moved out there, it was cool. I lived right off of Cheyenne and Martin Luther King, and then all of a sudden I looked up and they
by the cannery, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. But when I first moved out there, wasn't nothing out there. Then all of a sudden they built the Texas and they built the Fiesta, and the minute they did that, everything changed. People lost their minds.
Mm-hmm.
Those two casinos was going nonstop.
They didn't pour the Texas down now.
Mm.
Oh, so it's gone now. Okay.
Wow.
Because they took all the black people's money and said, we don't need them no more.
Mm.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah, but see, he right. Because where they put it was right in the hood.
Lord have mercy.
Everybody's out there, then people start robbing and stealing and all this carrying on. You know, because they all want to, everybody want to come up. Nobody want to work hard no more.
Wow.
Nobody want to work hard.
Well, Ed, we definitely appreciate hearing from you tonight, my brother. And you know what? Stay listening to us and keep your ear to the thing. And any night, look here, we here Tuesdays and Thursday nights. Any night you want to call
in,
we start at 8
p.m.
We start at 8 p.m. If you want to call in, dog, just give us a call. We'll be here. You have a good rest of your night.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
All right, my brother. Nice talking to you.
All right. God bless y'all. Y'all be good now. Don't let them talk bad about you.
All right, my man.
All right. All right. That was a brother who really understood what's going on in our neighborhoods because there are all kinds of to be destroyed.
Yes, he did. That right there made my heart feel good, Sister Reed.
He's right, though. Yeah, he's right because there are so many different ways for us to be destroyed, and we already know that, you know, in our neighborhoods, liquor stores are like the thing. Every other corner, you got one, and we're only talking about the legal stuff. We're not talking about the illegal stuff. So
exactly,
it's important to stay focused. And this brother was talking about the power of the vote. People, we got to get registered for those who aren't, and we have to vote. We got to vote consistently. Don't vote in just one election and think you're done. In California now, it's so easy to vote. You can vote by mail, and you don't even need, I mean, they even pay for the postage. So come on now. We can do better.
You can't beat that. But you know what? I give him credit because he was on top of it. He said, people got to stop working and pulling against each other and start working together.
And that's what we need to do. And we need to do it consistently. Don't do it just one time because the enemy don't come at us just one time. We are getting attacked on all sides. So that means that we have to hold together always at every opportunity.
What he said. We got to stand strong and work together.
That's right.
So you know what, Sister Reed, you brought up a good point. We're going to say the recall part of this topic for Thursday, and we'll mix it in with what our other topic will be Thursday. So we've had a good run tonight. Even though we had a technical difficulty, We had a good run. And I want to thank Brother Ed for calling in and pumping us up at the end. I appreciate that, my brother in Vegas.
Yes. We also want to thank Reverend Harris. We didn't get to finish that, but we will be dealing with that on Thursday. So, folks, if you're listening, please listen in on Thursday because it's going to be a great show.
Yes, it will be. All right, Sister Reed, let's give it to them.
All right, y'all. You know what I always say. Stay black. Stay black. And I mean the mindset. Stay black until we get back with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And like I always say, each one, reach one, teach one. Those of you who are proficient with your arms, take your folks to the range. Get them trained up. Get them registered. Start a neighborhood watch. Start a cop watch. Watch the people who are watching us because, believe me, they are watching us. Make sure you pay attention to what's going on around you. Pay attention to the okey-doke. Make sure your young folks keep their head on straight and you had a back. Always stay six. Everybody take care of one another. We'll holler.